Today on Flavors and Knowledge, the crazy idea of eggplant and chocolate. Hello friends, welcome back to our food learning podcast, where we strive for honest food talk and few opinions. I'm Chef Walter. Discovering recipes that combine eggplant with chocolate and sugar may be a little unusual and intimidating. And of course, the idea is not so crazy if you think that, botanically speaking, eggplant falls into the fruit category. But I can understand your trepidation. And years ago, I introduced the combination on the dessert menu at one of our restaurants, and not everyone seemed particularly excited about it. After several tries, I think I won the customers over, and the creation remained on the sweet list for years to come. Today, however, the delicious concoction has a place of honor on every table and festival along the Amalfi Coast in particular, and specifically in the town of Maiori during the Assumption Feast. As a guest chef, I participated in one of the celebrations during the Ferragosto period, and I can attest to producing the specialty in an industrial quantities for the fair's visitors of about 3,000 people per day. For those of you who are not familiar with Ferragosto, it's the typical vacation which falls on the 15th of August and initiates essentially the period of vacations for the Italians. The month of August, pretty much the country shuts down, and Ferragosto, whether people go to the mountains or to the sea, it seems like all major cities are on a resting period. Going back to the town of Maiori, again along the Amalfi Coast, the origin is surrounded in legend and mystery. The locals are still debating whether the founders were the Romans, the Etrurians, or the Greeks. And several historians agree that the original name of the town was Regina Maior. Maiori connects with a sister village named Minori, or in English would be loosely translated into minor, and it connects through a steep road named the Path of the Lemons. And if you happen to travel there and feel adventurous, take the short journey of about 1 kilometer. It will take you about less than 1 hour of walking time, and on both sides of the way you will see hundreds of lemon groves, which are vital in making the famous limoncello liqueur. Bring a bottle of water, especially on a warm day. Breathtaking view of the Tyrrhenian Sea at the horizon from above, with the romantic Amalfi resting below, about 4 kilometers away. But let's look into what are the origins of the recipe itself. There have been the roots in ancient times. It seems that the Saracens, when they settled and invaded the south of the boot between the 8th and the 9th centuries, were already aware of the eggplant in a sweet version. As a matter of fact, in the Middle East, many of the eggplants have some type of sweetener added to it. Of course, all natural sweeter, that is. The massive spread of the dessert and the popularity is due to the work of several nuns of the Santa Maria della Misericordia convent, which incidentally is the same nuns responsible for the invention of struffoli and rococo, those popular sweets of the Campania region. I am certain at some point you've tried both of them, and of course, along with that, the sfogliatella. The chocolate aubergine were also very popular with the Russian Tsar's court after the niece of Nicholas II, traveling to Italy, decided to stay for some time in the region of Campania, and while lodging at the Grand Hotel Cocumella in the town of Sant'Agnello, The noble woman was assisted by a local midwife. Following the royal lineage, the Augustinian nuns brought the new mother a basket of typical products as gifts, including aubergine with chocolate. The unusual dessert was welcomed with genuine enthusiasm, as you can imagine. The nuns then donated the delicious recipe to several pastry chefs until it became part of the culinary tradition of both the Amalfi and the Sorrento coast. The second possible version affirms that a sweet eggplant and a chocolate concoction was the work of a resident monks from the ancient convent of Tramonti, a nearby town. First, the monks flavored the fried eggplant with a strong coffee liqueur, and then it was substituted with the current chocolate cream filling, making the recipe even much more appreciated. But let's leave the legends on the back burner for a second and move on with the recipes. I have gathered two versions of the dessert. The first belongs to the Maiori town, while the second, the baked variant, includes other ingredients such as candied fruit and nuts. In that particular area of Italy, there is a pastry chef. His name is Sal De Riso, Salvatore De Riso, and he gets all the credit for both versions. Sal has a pastry shop in Piazza Cantilena, in this lovely town of Minori. He's been a master pâtissier since the 90s. Alternates his days between developing outrageous desserts with the national TV appearances. He's been the recipient of the ambitious Re del Panettone, the king of the Italian classic sweet bread, which Italians consume around Christmas time. And he's been on TV and on national television, which includes the finest pastry of the peninsula. He is regarded as perhaps one of the top pastry chefs in Europe. And so if you happen to be in the town of Minori in your next vacation, please go into Sal's shop, and if you get a chance to meet him, tell him that Chef Walter has sent you. I think you will get something sweet in return to taste. I don't have much more to add on this lovely recipe of, and crazy if you will, between eggplant and chocolate, which as you can see has an interesting story. Just like all Italian cuisine and all Italian recipes, they somehow are related to the past, and they always have a symbolic meaning, in many cases even a religious meaning. That is all for this episode of Flavors and Knowledge. I'm suggesting for you to follow this podcast on Anchor FM or any preferred platforms. I will have all the pertinent information on the show notes regarding our travel business, cooking school, and much more. And in addition, if you like either one of the recipes of chocolate with eggplant, whether it's the classic or the baked variant, the classic meaning that the eggplant is fried, and the, of course, the baked variant, the eggplant gets cooked in the oven, you can email me on feedback@chefwalter.com. And as I said, all the information will be on the show notes for you to look through. If you're in a kitchen today or tonight, please always keep your eyes on the fire, and we'll reconnect on the next round. What another interesting food talk, and simply few opinions. You stay well and take care of yourself.